My Money and Me with Sumitra Naidu
on Kaya 959.
I'm joined now by Dr. Azhar Jameen, Director and Chief Economist at Econometrics. A very good evening to you, Azhar. Thanks so much for joining me.
Pleasure, and to your listeners, yeah.
So, Azhar, what is your take on this latest family meeting? I'm seeing a lot of anger on Twitter, people very upset about the president's comments about the vaccine rollout. We have hit a few roadblocks in terms of this rollout. What are your thoughts on what the president had to say this evening?
I think the restrictions that have been increased are logical. They will have a slightly detrimental impact on certain the poor old industries that have been affected most right through from the time that COVID started, and that is your restaurants, hospitality, businesses. They will most certainly suffer. But, you know, it will be an a marginal further impact. They have been suffering all the time. It's back to what we had over the December-January period in that sense. So they won't have to close down, but it will certainly make it a little more difficult for people to go out to restaurants for any length of time. But as we saw back in January, you know, people still did manage to go out. But I suppose at the margin, some of these restaurants will not be able to serve as much. People won't be able to stay for a dessert and spend on that the way they were doing before. And then, of course, the other big change is the size of gatherings at churches and elsewhere, which have basically been halved and gone back to where halved from, they were already halved a couple of weeks ago, they halved yet again. So we're back to where we were back in January. And, well, certainly in January, after embarking upon such stringent restrictions, there was a very rapid deceleration in the rate of infections. But the acceleration in infections, especially in Gauteng, has been quite alarming. The big question that people, some will ask, is why was it not just focused on Gauteng? And I think the president made it quite clear that, you know, it's a case, according to the epidemiologists, yes, you clamp down on one place, but then in next to no time, it just starts accelerating elsewhere. And already this week, we've seen a very rapid acceleration in the number of infections in the Western Cape, which is not officially in, well, I don't know if it is or it isn't, but that was very low, and all of a sudden it's just rocketed. It's nowhere near Gauteng, but it has increased quite sharply. So it shows you how the thing actually shifts around from one place to another. Clearly, I get the impression that the healthcare facilities are under pressure again, and that was the reason why there was the reimposition of a partial restrictions on the alcohol industry. But again, I think those are sensible because they haven't banned alcohol, sales of alcohol, but they've basically made it more difficult for people to hang around and to socialize in such a way that they can transmit the virus. As far as the vaccinations go, I think the government can be criticized for being very lax and not moving fast enough, no question about that. But they truly have been unlucky, firstly with the AstraZeneca vaccine, now with the Johnson & Johnson. They truly have been unlucky to some extent. But yes, you wonder whether the acceleration in the number of infections would have been anywhere near as serious had it not been for the laxity. You know, if we'd vaccinated in time, the same way at this time that the Americans and the British did so, then we wouldn't be quite in this position right now. We did have a lot of bad luck.
Yeah, absolutely. But, I mean, you mentioned a very important thing there in terms of the timing and where we are at. It just seems to be a delayed response on everything. And yes, of course, we've had a bit of bad luck in terms of, you know, the vaccines coming through. But there's also a lot of criticism around the fact that, you know, the government is taking very long, even with this latest family meeting and the new restrictions. We were getting the warnings about the third wave, you know, last month already. There is an argument that maybe these restrictions should have been put in place a lot earlier than having left it to get to the stage where you've got a number skyrocketing, especially in Gauteng.
I think those are very valid criticisms, and it goes back to the lack of capacity or insight within the rulers of within the leaders of the government. Most definitely, that is the case. But I am a little more forgiving in recognizing that there has been some bad luck as well.
Your thoughts around the fact that alcohol sales have been restricted again? It's not as bad. It's now restricted again to Monday to Thursday, 10 to 6 p.m. And I'm assuming, yeah, well, that's where it stands, right? So it's not going to be allowed on the weekends as well. We've had this before. The liquor companies are very important to this economy. They are big contributors to GDP. Their investments are very important in this country. SAB just announced recently that they would be going back to investing after pulling out. They've decided to go ahead with the investments again. The impact of this, because they are saying that any restrictions at the stage, they're still trying to get over what happened last year, and it's going to take them years to actually get back there. Even a restriction like this, Monday to Thursday, 10 to 6 p.m., is probably pushing that expectation out a lot further in terms of their full recovery.
No doubt about it, but you know, this government has a very difficult trade-off here. The evidence does point to the fact that the higher the level of alcohol sales, the greater the trauma cases that need hospitalization. And to that extent, if, as we have heard, there is pressure on hospitals now, you don't need on top of that a whole lot of trauma cases because of alcohol abuse. What we did see over December, January was that the restriction of alcohol sales, even though they were still allowed, they were restricted to Monday to Thursday, that did cut down on the number of people who had to receive treatment for alcohol trauma. Mm. So this is a balancing act.
Yeah.
They haven't stopped people from drinking alcohol at restaurants, but you know that goes hand in hand with consuming food, and so the impact is not anywhere near as detrimental as it is when people just drink for a drink's sake over a weekend, you know, it becomes a pastime, and then they become violent and hurt themselves. So yes, you can be critical, and the industry can be critical, I suppose, but you know, one has to be realistic. This is the trade-off. It was then, you know, it's up to the industry as well to try and make sure that people do not abuse the consumption of it's the same as drugs with some of these things. You have to make quite sure that people don't abuse it, but that hasn't been proved the case. As soon as the ban was lifted completely, so your trauma cases increased again. There is a one-to-one correlation between.
Yeah, we saw such a massive decline. We saw hospitals empty for the first time when alcohol was banned outright. This is not an outright ban. We still are able to drink, and I suppose we're going to have to give and take in the situation with the numbers rising like this. Azhar, thank you very much for your time this evening. Dr. Azhar Jameen, Director and Chief Economist at Econometrics.
My Money and Me with Sumitra Naidu, every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m.
on Kaya 959.